a couple of days back, I was in Udupi to attend the 51st All India Oriental Conference. Oriental Conference. Oriental, that word orient, British has coined it. They kept themselves at the center. Whatever east of them, they called it as Oriental. And next to that one is Occidental. They classified it's a Oriental. Oriental Vidya. Oriental, the topic was Prachya Vidya. Oriental Science. Oriental Conference. Theme was Prachya Vidya. Prachya means Prachina. Prachina means ancient. Vidya means knowledge. The theme was that one. Vidya, ancient, and ancient is the foundation. Modern science stems out of the ancient. Today, whatever is the modern science, in 1,000 years time, modern science also becomes an ancient science. So, what is really ancient? Today is the whatever current, it is called as Arvachina. Whatever is present, it will become ancient in 1,000 years time. The conference was on that one, Prachya Vidya, ancient Vidya. Vidya means what liberates us. Vidya in Ishavasi Upanishad that talks about vidyayam cha avidyayam cha yastad vedo ubhayam saha avidyaya mrityum tirtva vidyaya amrita ashnute. It talks about you need both ancient knowledge and modern knowledge also. Vidyam, the real learning, complete learning, is knowing both ancient as well as the modern. Vidyam cha avidyam cha yastad vedo ubhayam saha, both are required. Avidyaya, modern science helps us mrityum tirtva. Mrityum means helps us to survive. We survive and vidyayam amrita ashnute. The vidya, that ancient knowledge, helps us to liberate. We know that current science, whatever I studied as a child, the many things are now become obsolete. If I am out of work for 1 year, I am obsolete. New technology has come. Technology cycles are changing so fast. Everything is changing. So, we are leading a life only on a survival mode. Survival. What to do? I had to feed my family. I had to feed my stomach. I had to put food on the table. If my living only meant for survival, we are living just for a medical science also. They attend so many conferences, otherwise things are changing. Why? Otherwise I will become redundant. Survival mode. If the survival mode is the only purpose of living, we missed it. Beyond survival, we are not humans. We born as a human, not just to survive, but also make inroads to discover the changeless. Discover the changeless. The change vidya and avidya. Avidya, modern science, is continuously changing. Vidya is a changeless science. In vidyayam amritam ashnute. Vidyayam amritam ashnute. In jnanam vijnana sahitam. The Upanishad talks about you need the information, modern science, along with personal experience. Personal experience. It is not the point in the conference. They were only talking about the greatness of the ancient science. The greatness of the ancient science in the body to compare, we have two main nadis. Ida and Pingala. Ida and Pingala, both ancient knowledge and modern knowledge, Ida and Pingala are, they won't show you the truth. How do you know only the ancient science is good? Today's science in 1,000 years, it will be an ancient science. You need not, can't say only the ancient is good, modern is bad. So, Ida and Pingala are like the changing. They are continuously changing two nadis. Ida and Pingala, truth is not there. It won't reveal you the truth. It will help you to survive. I can make my belly filled only talking about the old Prachina Shastra, Pratya Shastra, or only on the modern. But the truth is, in the yoga it is talking about, truth is in Sushumna Nadi. Sushumna Nadi, that is the one, it sustains the changeless, Sushumna is changeless, it sustains all the changes happening. All the changes that we have to discover by going within. Not just reflecting on going into the library, what is the text of 1,000-year-old, 2,000-year-old, only by going by the the time, you can't say that is the authentic one. Authentic one, you have to discover within. You have to discover within. Ida and Pingala are the outer surface. They are the outer surface. What appears to be the truth? Ida and Pingala are talking about what appears. Sushumna is what it is. What it is, we have to know. For that, we have to dive within. Not only the outer signs. And in the conference, they were mainly talking about the greatness of the Indology and Indian science. Not only that one, greatness, the great realized people are there in the West as well as the East. The Darshanika, one who has seen. You can't say only that one is right. That experience, when you experience that changeless within, many rishis of the past, they have experienced, they documented. At that same time, I can't say in the modern, like Einsteinian, he is also a great rishi. He discovered that one through the eyes of ancient science. He discovered applied science. Fundamental science and applied science. Only when you know the fundamental science, application, you can change the application according to the situation, according to the time, according to the place. You can, for that, you need to know the fundamental science. Fundamental science, I can't say how long I can keep on clinging on. One teacher, he said, 2000 years old, 1500 years old. How can I keep on clinging on to the fundamental? I also must make an effort to come to his level. The great, the acharyas, Shankara, Madhva, Ramanuja, great acharyas were there. I can't always keep on saying, quoting only that one. Why can't I also become such a acharya? Why can't I discover and come out of that one? The Pratya Shastra, it is talking about, yoga is talking about, yogi science is talking about come to the eternal science, discover the eternal science within. You go within, connect within. Connect within, go within. Outer science, whatever outside you read, scriptures, Pratya Shastra also, they talk about it has a limitation of the word. Grammar, many things cannot be communicated. What can be, what is the truth, it cannot be expressed. That is there within. Whatever is a written document or spoken, there is a limitation of the communication. Communication has a limitation, our vocabulary has a limitation, alphabets has a limitation. Many of the sounds you cannot capture in the alphabets. Like a bird just now it sang, it is singing. How can you put that one in the alphabets? Alphabets, many experiences, you cannot put it, document it. You had to experience it. You had to experience it. It is, Upanishad is talking about Ishavasi Upanishad. You need both. Avidyaya Mrityum Tirtva, the modern science helps you to survive. Ancient science means the chainless science helps you to discover the freedom. Freedom, why I should discover the freedom? Unless I know what is bondage, freedom has no meaning. No meaning, I don't know what is bondage. Modern science talks about the limitation, puts us into bondage. Unless I am in bondage, then only the I get the pangs for freedom. You need to be in bondage, then only freedom has a meaning. Otherwise, freedom has no meaning. Why I need? You need to understand the limitation, then only you can understand the unlimited. Modern science is required to understand the limitation, and ancient science helps you to, if you feel bound, limited, and insufficient, dive deep within, discover the limitless. Limitless, you need both. Unless I know what is the bondage, I can't understand what is freedom. That is the takeaway from me from that conference.